Wednesday, March 31st. Democratic caucus had their vote this morning on the question of pulling troops out of Vietnam. They got a reasonably good compromise through, and on the basis of that, we had long discussions about how to handle reaction and decided that our position should be that we were very pleased that they're supporting the goal of the president to end the war and get our prisoners released as soon as possible. They did avoid stating a specific time certain, and our particular victory was that they didn't put in a date of the end of 1971. They have called for end of involvement by the end of the 92nd Congress. We've turned it basically to a positive for us, and I think it will stick pretty well that way. Later in the day, the House voted on the draft extension, and we almost lost our two-year proposal to a one-year amendment, but the 2 years carried by 200 to 198. Jerry Ford led the fight on this one and apparently did extremely well. The bigger thing today was the Cali decision, which was announced yesterday, of guilty, or several days ago, of guilty, and then the sentence today of life in prison. The public reaction has been enormous, and all in favor of Cali and against the conviction. Question now is what the president should or should not do in reaction to this as public opinion continues to mount. There's a number of varying views within the staff, and we still haven't gotten it figured out. The president, however, has talked to several congressmen, including Ford, and this evening at dinner to John Connally, all of whom feel very strongly that he should make a strong move and that he should go right away. They want strong and fast action. And the president is inclined to that direction too, feeling that when public sentiment sets in on something like this, it won't turn. People think this is a bad rap, and therefore it's not one where we should sit back and take a negative on it. Ehrlichman and others have some concern about taking too much action too quickly, and we've had a great deal of discussion about it during the day and the evening, and we'll have to arrive at some kinds of decisions by tomorrow. We got into another Helene Drown flap tonight. She's been camping at the house since yesterday and refused to leave, even to go out to dinner with Connie Stewart tonight before the Connellys arrived, so the president maneuvered back and forth to try to avoid her and successfully did so. She then came back from dinner early in hopes of catching them then, but the president had just escorted them out to the helicopter before she arrived, so she missed all the way around. In a conversation in the president's office today, Henry got into the general position we're now in. He says that he really has the feeling now that he smells some good moves coming up. He's convinced that the USSR wants a detente, and this is pretty much confirmed by Brezhnev's very conciliatory speech to the Party Congress. He thinks that this is just one more indication that they do want to take a much lower key position from here on out. The president tends to concur in this view, and to March 31st.